In Boston, the Catholic Archdiocese has reached a $10 million settlement with 86 alleged sexual abuse victims of defrocked priest John Gagan. It's expected to be finalized in court later today. This settlement is much less than the Archdiocese originally offered the Gagan plaintiffs, but it comes after months of court hearings and secret negotiations. From WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady Meyerhoff reports.
The on-again, off-again agreement between alleged victims of defrocked priest John Gagan and the Boston Archdiocese appears to finally be settled. But the victims are getting less than half of what the Archdiocese originally offered them 6 months ago. In March, the two sides agreed to a $15 to $30 million settlement. In May, the church withdrew, saying the priest sexual abuse scandal had grown to encompass so many allegations it couldn't pay that much to the victims of one priest. Gagan's alleged victims were fighting that decision in court. Yesterday, they agreed to drop the petition for the court to enforce the spring settlement and instead accepted $10 million. Attorney Mitchell Garabedian says his clients agreed to a lower figure in order to put the abuse behind them.
One reason my clients want to end this case is because of closure. They want closure. They realize that the Archdiocese is in a very dark situation, and my clients want to step out of this darkness.
The Archdiocese would not call the deal final, but it says it has always wanted to settle these cases in a fair and equitable manner. Most of the $10 million settlement will be divided among 50 people who say they were molested by Gagan. The rest will be paid to people who say Gagan exposed himself to them and the parents of alleged abuse victims. $10 million for 86 alleged victims is much less than in other settlements in clergy abuse lawsuits around the country. In Dallas in 1996, the diocese paid $30 million to settle claims. And last week in Providence, Rhode Island, the diocese paid $13.5 million to 36 people. Paul Martinek, editor of Lawyers Weekly USA, says the Gagan plaintiffs are setting a precedent by accepting less, but they have avoided years of litigation.
They guarantee that they're going to recover something. Future plaintiffs are going to have to worry about, you know, does the Archdiocese have any money left? Will it be as generous in the future in terms of settlement if it's already paid out tens or hundreds of million dollars?
The Boston Archdiocese is facing more than 200 claims of priest sex abuse. Martinek says the settlement of the Gagan lawsuits opens the door to other out-of-court agreements.
The church wants to settle these cases for a lot of reasons, one of which is that they really want to try to get this behind them. And obviously, this is not a scandal that has reflected well upon the Archdiocese of Boston. And until these civil lawsuits go away, they're really not going to be able to move forward.
Martinek says the $10 million settlement does signal how much the Archdiocese is willing to spend to settle cases. Meanwhile, defrocked priest Gagan is in jail, serving 9 to 10 years for groping a 10-year-old boy in a swimming pool. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady Meyerhoff in Boston.